dictation, first of all, was patient Lin Yenko, Y-E-N-K-O, Zoispolis, Z-O-I-O-P-O-U-L-U-S. Date of birth, 1/29/56. Lin Zoispolis was seen for evaluation of osteopenia, per paragraph. Previously, she has been diagnosed with osteopenia and borderline osteoporosis for the past 7 years, per paragraph. She has had IV reclassed in the past on one occasion and subsequently developed what appears to be femoral periosteal changes which required treatment with Forteo for about 2 months, per paragraph. Past history is noted for metatarsal fractures, sleep apnea, and intermittent atrial fibrillation. She is eosinophilic esophagitis, per paragraph. Social history, she has had long-standing hypogonadism following treatments for endometriosis, which included Lupron and Danazol, per paragraph. Social history, she does not smoke or drink alcohol, per paragraph. Current medication, flecainide, or 40 milligrams daily, Cardizem 180 milligrams daily, Singulair, Dupixent 300 milligrams weekly, and vitamin D 1,000 units a day in addition to calcium, per paragraph. General review is otherwise unremarkable apart from the history. A total of 12 systems were evaluated, per paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 140 over 80, weight 200 pounds, period. The thyroid gland was not enlarged, with no abnormal lymph nodes and masses palpable in the neck. The hearts of the normal lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was otherwise grossly intact. Per paragraph, I've reviewed previous tests, which include a parathyroid hormone level of 88, slightly high, with an ionized calcium of 1.38, also borderline high. The total calcium was 9.8, period. Impression, osteopenia by history, and a mild primary hyperparathyroidism, period. Paragraph. She is apprehensive about taking bisphosphonates or Prolia based because of her previous negative reaction, period. Paragraph. Therefore, I've advised continuing calcium and vitamin D as now with repeat bone densitometry test when appropriate. Paragraph. Next patient. Carol, C-A-R-O-L. Myers, M-Y-R-E-S. Date of birth, 10/9/1962. Carol Myers was seen for evaluation of a thyroid nodule, per paragraph. She's had a thyroid nodule for many years and previously has had biopsies at a Downriver hospital. Apparently were benign, per paragraph. Currently, she has no specific complaints suggestive of a thyroid hormone imbalance, per paragraph. Recent thyroid function tests were satisfactory with a TSH 0.91, per paragraph. Past history is unremarkable, paragraph. So, family history is notable for her mother who had hypothyroidism, per paragraph. Social history. She has worked at a 7-Eleven store for years, but not working at present, period. She does not smoke and occasionally drinks alcohol, per paragraph. General review is otherwise unremarkable for 12 systems evaluated, per paragraph, on examination. Blood pressure 180 and over 70, and weight 149 pounds with a BMI of 26.4, period. The pulse is 72 per minute, period. The thyroglobulin was slightly enlarged, 1.5 times normal Z, with no neck lymphadenopathy. The heart sounds were normal, lungs were clear, the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Paragraph. I've reviewed recent thyroid imaging studies, which include an ultrasound of her thyroid gland showing a normal-sized gland with small nodules, comma, largest being 1.3 centimeters in diameter, and without suspicious features, period. A nuclear scan had showed increased activity throughout parts of the thyroid. The periparagraph impression, multinodular goiter with normal thyroid balance and previous biopsies, which apparently were benign, periparagraph. At this point, I recommend continued observation and follow visit in 1 year, periparagraph. Next patient. Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y, Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R, date of birth, 3-20-1970. Kimberly Turner continues to follow in the office. For paragraph, previous diagnosis, number one, type 2 diabetes, number 2, hypertension, number 3, hyperlipidemia. For paragraph, current medications, Levemir, 68 to 71 units at bedtime, comma, Actos, 15 milligrams daily, comma, Lisinopril, 10 milligrams daily, comma, Amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily, and Mounjaro, 10 milligrams weekly. For paragraph, at this time, her blood sugar control is excellent, and recent hemoglobin A1C was 5.8% per paragraph. General review is unremarkable. Paragraph on examination, blood pressure 134 over 82, count weight 247 pounds, and BMI is 43.6. Per the heart and all the lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Per paragraph, impression, type 2 diabetes with good control, comma, long-term insulin administration, comma, hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, and morbid obesity. Per paragraph, at this point, I've recommended continuing the current program with the follow-up within 4 months' time. Per paragraph, next patient. Lauren, L-A-U-R-E-N, Mazzeo, M-A-Z-Z-E-O, date of birth, 9/25/1989. Lauren Mazzeo is seen for evaluation of hypothyroidism. Per paragraph, she's been hypothyroid for about 10 years and is on thyroid hormone replacement. Per paragraph, last year, comma, she had a right thyroid nodule biopsy, which was benign. Per paragraph. Past history significant for depression and anxiety. Per paragraph, family history significant for grandparents who had hypothyroidism and nodules. Per paragraph, social history, she is in recovery from alcohol intake and also works as a floral landscape designer. Period. She does not smoke. Per paragraph, current medication, Synthroid 0.088 milligrams daily, and Wellbutrin 150 milligrams daily. Per paragraph, general review is unremarkable for 12 systems evaluated. Period. Paragraph, on examination, blood pressure 120 over 60, count weight 207 pounds, BMI six, and pulse 64 per minute, count regular. Period. The examination of her thyroid gland reveals a nodule palpable in right lobe, with no neck lymphadenopathy. Appeared the heart and all the lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Per paragraph, a biopsy in Austin, Texas in March 2022 shows a benign follicular nodule. Per paragraph, impression, hypothyroidism, like the second Hashimoto's thyroiditis in a patient with multinodular goiter and history of anxiety and depression. Per paragraph, I recommend observation for now with a follow-up visit in 6 months for reassessment. Per paragraph, next patient. James Piantek, P-I-E-N-T-A-K. James Piantek was seen for evaluation of possible thyroid hormone imbalance. Per paragraph, he has thyroid function tests performed showing a partially suppressed TSH, but also has a history of anxiety for some time. Per paragraph, past history is notable for anxiety and depression. Paragraph, family history is negative for thyroid disorders. Paragraph, social history, he works as a data analyst and does not smoke and occasionally drinks alcohol. Paragraph, current medication, Buspar, 10 milligrams daily. Paragraph, general review is unremarkable otherwise for 12 systems evaluated paragraph on examination, blood pressure 110 over 60, cardiac weight 158 pounds, pulse 64 per minute period. The thyroid gland was minimally enlarged at less than 1.5 times normal size and slightly firm period. The heart's normal, the normal lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Paragraph, a recent free T4 0.95, and TSH was 0.26 with negative thyroid antibodies, periparagraph pressure small, simple goiter with normal thyroid balance and partial suppression of TSH, likely secondary to anxiety and depression period. He has periparagraph recommendation follow-up visit in 6 months' time for reassessment, periparagraph indication.